catch, Tony Dorsett's 99-yard run, or Barry Switzer toting a gun in his carry-on bag. Register your vote for the biggest moments in Cowboy history at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting rolling from out here at Singular Wireless at South Cooper and Green Oaks in South Arlington today. Yes, the Papa John's pizza is here.
And I suggest people get out here to get it because it looks like all the engineers are going to eat it up before any of the customers get it.
Now, this Thursday is Girls Night Out. And this will take place at Duke's out in Addison.
Always one of the terrific nights of the year.
Certainly is. It's brought to you by Diamonds by Drake, Red Stripe, D&M Cycle World, and Vengeance Motorcycles.
Greatness of Vengeance Motorcycles.
Harmonix Hair and Skin Clinic and Love Sack. The first 200 girls in the door get a free ticket personal fan for those hot summer nights. We're giving away a brand new Love Sack. And you can come out and play the Gold Digger Derby, whereby the girl who collects the car, home, ring, credit limit, and man with the highest overall value will take home the grand prize from Diamonds by Drake. Round, brilliant diamond ear studs set in 14-karat white gold mountings. And I guess that will be your opportunity to just show everybody what a spoiled little bitch you are.
Wow. Truth. So, I mean, you're speaking the truth there. Kind of harsh language, but you're speaking the truth.
So come out to Girls Night Out and get in on that. It'll be this Thursday at Duke's, and Midway and Beltline in Addison.
And just a hint to all the P1 guys out there, a lot of women show up for this.
Yes. A lot. Every time we do it.
It's kind of like a feeding frenzy of good-looking chicks. Just a little hint to you on if you're not doing anything Thursday night.
All right, now it's time for band talk. And with more on that, here's Danny.
He's not paying attention.
Are we on?
Yeah, he's not paying attention to you because this was something we were going to do yesterday, but you said you wanted to do it today. So here with band talk is Mike.
Well, no, I don't believe I said I wanted to do it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
You said you wanted to plug your gig and talk about how cool it was and how good y'all were. Remember in the meeting you were talking about it?
Well, no, I don't believe I said any such thing.
You said you finally clicked, man. And you high-fived us all and said F and A and then walked out with your number one finger raised.
No, I don't believe I did any of that. That's really not my nature to carry on that way.
Because remember you said that, was it Gene Loves Jezebel opened up for you guys?
Well, no, I didn't say that.
And you were talking about how there was only like four or five people there to see them.
Actually, six.
Six. And then everybody else was there to see Petty Theft and you wanted to kind of relish in that.
No.
This was all in pre-show yesterday. I don't know why you're...
I don't believe any of that.
You might not have wanted to talk about that. And maybe you didn't bring that up about only six people being there to sing Gene Loves Jezebel. But that was the case.
Actually, I'm more interested in seeing and hearing about how Sorter did in the Town of the Cow.
Played the gig and got off stage. It was good. It's fun. Anyway, back to you, Mike.
No, with more on Sorter, here's Danny.
Just covered everything. I want to hear what Greg's perspective is on the petty theft gig.
Okay, well, the Hammer was there. Let him tell the story.
It was great. Anytime you guys play, and you downplay this, Runs, because you don't want to use this as a platform to come on here and promote your band. You don't want to do that. You never have. So that's my job.
I don't mind promoting the band, promoting gigs and stuff, but I don't come on here and brag about it because, I mean, there might be people out there that think it sucks.
No, you don't do that, but... You should.
Actually, promoting his band has become what I call the 10-liner.
Hey, we got another gig coming up, all right? Please come out.
That's part of it. You know what? Reiner has a band. He's also got a talk show, and, you know, he can promote them.
You know, if you wanted to do that, you could.
Who, Greg?
No, you, Danny, but you know.
Now, before your band, I guarantee if Danny came on to plug his band, you would have given him all kinds
of money.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
That's not true, Corby. Whenever Danny wanted to plug a gig, which he never does, he never mixes the two, we've always said supported him. Whatever, if he wanted to promote a special gig, we were always more than happy to do that. You know that's right.
Yeah, anytime you want to promote your gigs at Uncle Calvin's Coffee House, we'll let you do that. Where you're going to get up there and play Norm and Easter Loves the Black Man and all those other racist, abusive songs that you do.
Cobra.
This isn't about me, it's about you.
It is about you, Rhines.
No, no, I'm making it about Cobra.
No,
I like
no.
it better when it's about him.
No, no.
Well, I want to hear what the scene was like down there. Because Gene Loves Jezebel was playing right before you guys, right?
Right.
And you were talking about what their scene was like, and I was kind of interested. I thought the P1s might be interested in that.
You know what? That may be a good band. And I'm probably not qualified to come on here and talk about what is a good band and what isn't. But I sure didn't like it. I thought it sucked. And there was nobody there that wanted to see them sing their one hit, whatever it was. And as soon as it was over, everybody started moving around, getting in position to watch Petty Theft play. And if you don't believe me, all they did, the band, when it was over with, they thought they were going to be real cool because the place was packed. I mean, it was butt to nut. And so they were kind of real cool in their British accents, going to walk around the crowd, and nobody cared. They just kind of walked around.
Nuts.
They just kind of walked around freely and hoping somebody bought them a drink.
Now, wasn't the lead singer or was it the drummer that was just hanging out on stage while you guys were trying to load your gear on?
That was the lead singer.
So he thought this big crowd was there to see them.
Oh,
and
nice.
Oh dear.
Nice.
We have blizzards.
Oh, sir, you're sweet. You are a sweet man. Oh, that's you. You're the guy from the temple the other day, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks, man. All right, what now?
Well, I don't even remember what I was talking about.
You're talking about the lead singer.
Oh, yeah, the lead singer. Yeah, I had to give him the squid, get upstairs and get out of that too much belly showing costume treatment. I mean, the guy just plopped down on the stage and was sitting there talking with the six or eight people that were there to see them. And, you know, here we are trying to get our stuff up there and get going. And he wouldn't move. And finally, I just walked past him and caught his eye and just kind of gave him that head gesture, you know, like do that somewhere else, dude.
Like, move out of the way.
And he's like, oh, am I in your way?
Take your tea party elsewhere.
First of all, he's a musician. He knows what it's like to load in and load out. He should have had a little bit more courtesy than to sit there right in the right in the front of the stage.
Yeah. And, you know, they were really pretty good. But what was weird about it is there were three guys. And, you know, I mean, trios aren't that unusual, but trios with no bass certainly are. I mean, they had the guy who sang, and they had a guitar player and a drummer. And no bass or no keyboards or nothing else.
Pearl Jam.
They're a four-piece.
Five-piece.
Five-piece.
And that was good?
Well, I mean, you know, the guitar player and drummer were both good. And the songs weren't terrible, from what I can tell.
Did it just sound like crap without bass, though?
But yeah, it did. It did. I mean, that'd have been all right if that I had a bass or had something else up there.
Why would they not bring a bass player?
I don't know.
They're trying to be cool. You could tell they were really, really trying to be cool up there.
Were they cool, Mike?
Oh, I don't know. What's cool?
I don't know. Do they have on leather pants and
They've got it cornered this market.
Big motorcycle boots.
One of them had on a velvet jacket. Is that supposed to be cool?
I don't know.
No, I don't either.
I'm too old to be cool.
Did you wear your top hat and tuxedo and sit in the giant chair when you sang Don't Come Around Here No More?
We don't do that song.
Oh.
And there was no top hat, there was no giant tuxedo, and there was no giant chair. The only one that is sang while sitting in a giant chair around here is you.
You need to start incorporating his style, you need to dress up like him. Maybe wear a wig.
That's a good idea. A nice long blonde wig.
Why? I don't look anything like him.
Well, maybe you should try.
Right.
Like Danny's band Bloasis. The lead singer in their band tried to look like and sound exactly like, what's-his-face?
Kick it.
Liam Gallagher.
And Queen for a Day. That guy tries to look like Freddie Mercury.
You got to take on the persona, man.
You think?
You need to become Tom Petty.
Yeah, enough of this Reiner.
Who's Rhines. Reiner? Who is this Reiner?
You need to be like
his throwback uniform.
Like Val Kilmer in The Doors, you need to demand that everybody starts calling you Tom, like he had everybody call him Jim.
Jim? You think?
Yeah.
I think that's what
real,
I need to do?
Real smug. Hey, call me Tom.
Need to start smoking weed again.
Yeah.
What do you mean again?
Jim. Jim. Throwback uniform.
Right.
Well, anyway, it was a lot of fun. I really appreciate everybody coming out.
Here.
It was
y'all
a good night. It was a fun night.
You know who I like in your band? I think that keyboard player is really good.
Chris?
Yeah.
He I met him good. The
great Chris Holt.
I met him the other night for the first time.
Yep, he's good. They're all good.
Now, Grego, did you think the new guitar player looked like a highway patrolman?
I didn't really notice. I didn't really notice him. The only one I noticed was the dude from OSPO. Is that Chris?
Yeah. It's Chris.
Expo.
And the fake Kenny Stabler.
Yeah.
Now, did the fake Kenny Stabler wear his Western shirt?
No, he didn't have on the Western shirt the other night.
It's kind of a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
It was good. I'll tell you one thing. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was up dancing.
Did you get loaded, Hammer?
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I did. Yeah. Sure did.
I need to apologize to all my fans out there.
He was leading the brigade of dancers up front.
I was, yeah. I was pretty loaded.
Did you run into Beard?
I did.
Talk to you about Maryland football?
He did. He brought up Maryland football again.
Yeah, he said something about you owe him a night at the lodge or something like that, Danny.
For what?
Because of some Maryland football bet you made that you lost.
I don't make
and
Maryland
paid
football
off
bets.
All right, you're on. The Terps will never win 10, Beard.
Beard was telling me
or
how...
maybe it was basketball.
That Bear Bryant got his start at Maryland.
Yes.
But not a lot of people know that. You know who else was there? Jimmy the Cop, who's now Jimmy the Lawyer.
Right.
Jimmy, the great Jimmy Angelino.
Sure was. Hadn't seen him in a long time.
I haven't either. Back from Iraq. He was over there for a while. So what a great night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun down there at Club Dada. And again, thanks to everybody who came out. Well, while we were having a good night there, the Rangers, well, I guess we're going to talk about last night, not Saturday night, right?
Good night last night.
Well, yeah, last night was a pretty good night for them. So we'll get into that next year on The Ticket.